You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
July the 27th, 2022. Remind you, we are live streaming at rumble.com. You can go to rumble.com right now. Enter in the search engine, Larry Connors, USA. One word. It'll take you to previous rumbles and the page where you can also push live and you'll join us in studio. Remember, all of our programs are also posted as podcasts at LarryConnorsUSA.com. Get them, listen to them, share them. We appreciate you doing it. You can sign up, have them sent directly to your email for free. Glad to have you subscribe. This word just coming out, after months of internal debate, the Biden administration apparently is willing to make a deal to free WNBA star Brittany Griner. That's also going to include Paul Whelan. Now, Paul Whelan is a U.S. citizen who has also served our country as a Marine. He's been detained since 2018, arrested on espionage charges, which he's denied, sentenced to 16 years. So you see what they're doing. They're going to put Griner, the WNBA star, with a white man in the exchange process, so it doesn't look like they're giving her preferential treatment. Believe me, Whelan would not be getting out if they were not trying to find a way to get Brittany Griner out. Brittany Griner, the same one who said, I won't go out on the court until the national anthem is over. It shouldn't even be played at our games, and I will not respect our flag. They can't just get her out. They've got to put other people with her so it looks like, see, we're doing this for a betterment. And they're going to give the Soviets, I should say, the Russians, what they want. That is a convicted arms trafficker now serving 25 years in a U.S. prison. So they're going to let an arms dealer go free. And do not be misled. Well, we're glad to see Whelan and even Griner get out of the Russian prison. They're doing it with Whelan only to give cover for what they're doing to help Griner. Make no mistake about that. The U.S. federal debt projected to nearly double the size of the economy by 2051. That would slow economic growth and raise a risk of financial crisis for sure, according to the Congressional Budget Office. Debt could rise to 185%. Of our gross domestic product within the next three decades. And today, the Federal Reserve did decide to raise the interest rates. We were expecting they might go as high as 1 point. They apparently decided we'll back off on that. We'll just go 0.75 point. It's still the highest in 41-plus years. And you had numerous media outlets falling in line with the Biden administration's spin on redefining what a recession is. All this economic data today from the Fed, the CBO that I just told you, and also more data coming tomorrow, will show two consecutive quarters of negative gross domestic product growth, which is a classic definition of recession. The White House says, no, that's not true. And they have many media outlets echoing the same thing and saying, it's not that bad. It's not that bad for them. You're just tough luck. And it's going to get worse. Look what they're doing in Canada. Prime Minister Trudeau, ignoring cries of anger and desperation from farmers, he's not going to allow them to use fertilizer that they've been using. They're not going to be able to produce as much crop or crops at all. You talk about a crisis of global food on the horizon. It's getting closer now in Canada. The Chinese People's Liberation Army recently sent delegations of military tanks and troops from China to Russia to take part in their Russia parade. Attorney General Merrick Garland insists We're not going to rule out prosecution of former President Trump. We're going to hear more on that coming up in the next segment. Now, Fox News did not air former President Trump's speech yesterday in Washington talking about fighting against crime. They did not air his speech. They did air Vice President Mike Pence, former Vice President Pence. They aired his speech. Pence said, I don't think there's any division in the conservatives. Fox is making it clear there might be, and it's got a lot of people that follow Fox very upset. And later on in this hour, you're going to hear about Chris Cuomo saying, I'm going to become a good news reporter. I am. I can spell my name. Sit and watch. Coming up later.
Larry Connors, USA. News and commentary.
I personally know at least three people who got sick from mold. It's not uncommon for homes, businesses to have a leak somewhere, and it doesn't take long for mold to start growing. Well, of course, I recommend Wellington Environmental. You don't want a company that's just going to clean up the water. Wellington has 34 years of experience. In fact, hospitals often have Wellington inspect and treat mold. Do what they do. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Call Wellington for a mold inspection, air testing, professional remediation. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rated with a Better Business Bureau. Wellington Environmental. Your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington. My sponsors keep this program on the air. So my thanks to John Bill Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest price. So when you need a roof, remember this sponsor for this program, John Bill Roofing. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
The Justice Department has been doing the most wide-ranging investigation in its history, and the committee is doing an enormously wide-ranging investigation as well. It is inevitable that there will be things that they find before we have found them, and it is inevitable that there will be things we find that they haven't found. But the Justice Department has, from the beginning, been moving urgently to learn everything we can about this period and to bring to justice everybody who's criminally responsible for interfering with the peaceful transfer of power from one administration to another, which is the fundamental element of our democracy.
It is the fundamental element of our democracy, but the mealy-mouthed Attorney General Merrick Garland you were hearing is such a wimp and wimpish in his answers and his statements. That was part of an exclusive interview he gave with NBC Lester Holt. You think I could get an exclusive interview with him? Lester Holt asked a couple of good questions, but he didn't narrow down on some real issues, such as, if the Justice Department is that concerned about January 6th, and I will grant you, let's investigate it, so forth, but what you're doing is playing along with the Democrats again and kicking the can farther and farther down the field so you can continue to keep it alive. And if you're really interested in protecting the democracy, where the hell is your investigation regarding the Hunter Biden laptop, the Russian collusion fake information, and all the other stuff we're now learning? What are you doing about that? That's what I would have asked him. And he would probably say, well, we don't discuss cases that we are investigating, and we don't discuss cases we're not investigating. Well, you're discussing the January 6th event. Well, that's different because there's a congressional committee underway. Well, when Republicans get in office, there will be a congressional committee on the Hunter Biden and Russian collusion story from that viewpoint. Of course, Merrick Garland will not be there as Attorney General. Well, he will be for a couple of years at least, if he decides to say, and if Biden remains alive to tell him to say, or whoever succeeds Biden. I'm not wishing Biden ill. I'm just giving you the facts of the case. A new president comes in, be it Kamala or even Pelosi, or a new president come 2024, then there will be a new attorney general. Now, that's a fact. But here we have Garland going on about we're concerned about protecting the democracy, and especially when it comes to protecting the most essential part of our democracy, which is the legitimate, lawful transfer of power from one administration to the other. In the last hour, if you missed it, I encourage you to please pull it up on the podcast, LarryConnorsUSA.com. LarryConnorsUSA.com. We're very simple, fully branded, easy to find us. You can get it on my site. You can pick up the podcast from any podcast site. I prefer you use ours. But what you will hear is John Daniel Davidson, senior editor of The Federalist, talking about the way the FBI has been weaponized, not only for Biden getting into office, but what they were doing once Trump got elected. We need to disband the FBI. And that's based off of some information that's coming from Senator Grassley and Johnson as they've been investigating various things inside the FBI and the Department of Justice. And Senator Grassley, back in May, along with Senator Johnson, sent a letter out naming by name a member of the Washington field office of violating federal laws and regs because they were basically telling everyone about the Hunter Biden laptop. That's disinformation. Just ignore it. And the Russian collusion story, that's a real story. You need to focus on that one. And then more recently, that in August of 2020, an FBI supervisory agent analyst, Brian Alton, opened up an assessment used by the FBI to improperly discredit any information that was negative about Hunter Biden, calling it all disinformation. And he stopped all investigative activity of Hunter Biden. In other words, whatever inquiry they were doing at that time, they stopped on this guy's direction. That is the swamp at its best. So when I hear mealy-mouthed Merrick Garland go on and on about, well, we're going to protect the most sacred thing of the transfer of power from one administration to the next. You know, you did not. You have not here during the Biden administration getting in and what you're looking at and trying to find out what was going on. Go ahead and investigate January 6th. I don't care. Those who went in there that were violent and caused trouble, fine. They were wrong. Those who just wandered into the hallways, they're not guilty of anything, but hey, what's going on? And where is your inquiry into the FBI agents who were pushing the Russian propaganda story on behalf of Hillary Clinton on a false document, a false set of information they all knew was bought and paid for by Hillary Clinton and the Democrat National Committee? Where is that inquiry? So Lester Holt, during this interview, did ask this question.
You said in no uncertain terms the other day that no one is above the law. That said, the indictment of a former president, of perhaps candidate for president, would arguably tear the country apart. Is that your concern as you make your decision down the road here? Do you have to think about things like that?
Look, we pursue justice without fear or favor.
Bull. I'm calling and using the BS card on that one. We pursue justice without fear. He can sit there and just say that with a straight face. We pursue justice without fear or favor. Well, riddle me this. What are you doing about this investigation and now the whistleblowers being unveiled by Senator Grassley and Senator Johnson and them demanding full accounting and documentation by August 8 to either verify or dispute the allegations of the whistleblowers. Well, Senator Johnson, Republican of Wisconsin, said those whistleblowers have opened up everything for us.
Let me first thank the whistleblowers for coming forward. We need a lot more whistleblowers inside the FBI, the Department of Justice, the federal health agencies. If we're going to restore credibility to these agencies, we need to know the truth, and that's going to require whistleblowers. But, you know, unfortunately, Sean, I don't find this revelation shocking. It's outrageous. But there's so many things that were suspicious. You know, for example, Senator Grassley and I both received briefings we didn't request from the FBI. They were later leaked to the Washington Post to smear us and discredit our investigation.
They were. As he said, we suddenly have people come to us giving us information, and they intentionally were leaked to make it look like our investigation was just failing and had no direction. We were just making it all up. There again should be an attorney general's investigation about anyone who claimed to be they were giving information to Senator Johnson when, in fact, and Grassley, or in fact, when they were lying and just doing it just so then they could go tell some liberal news source, look, we've been talking to them and telling them this and this, and you just heard Senator Johnson say, we never asked them to come to us, these particular people. They just showed up, said they had information we should know. We listened to them. It didn't fit the, you know, what we think really was going on, and we moved on past it. We didn't make that big of a deal of it, but they did, because they were always going to use it as a propaganda tool to discredit the Grassley-Johnson investigation. Because, again, if you can discredit the other side, you don't really have to show any evidence on your side that you're high and moral and your standards are beyond reproach. You just have to show the other guy's a slime ball. Kind of sounds like political campaigns, doesn't it? That's exactly what it was. But the FBI and the Department of Justice are not supposed to be involved in political campaigns. But again, Senator Johnson points out, aside from being thankful for those whistleblowers, the information they're getting is valuable.
Now we're finding out from these whistleblowers that the FBI actually had, you know, I don't know what you would call it, but individuals specifically taking derogatory information about against Hunter Biden, downgrading it to end the investigations. Were they responsible talking to their intelligence sisters of the 51 intelligence officials that came forward and engaged in their own information operation when they said that Hunter Biden's laptop had all the earmarks of a Russian information operation? This is dirty. This is corrupt. We need answers. And Christopher Wray, Attorney General Merrick Garland, these people have to come clean and tell us what we know. We may need a special counsel on this one.
Yeah, I think they will. They certainly will. And Republicans get in power, there will be a special counsel. But again, back to Merrick Garland, our current attorney general. Remember, this guy would have been a U.S. Supreme Court justice if Obama had had his way. Remember, he wanted to appoint Merrick Garland in the closing months of his campaign. I should say of his presidency. He still had about a year to go. My attitude was then, and I took a lot of flack over it, I do want the next president to make that decision. And I knew I was taking a risk because at that point, if Hillary were to win, then she'd get to name one, two, or more Supreme Court justices as Trump has done. And she might have named Garland, maybe not. And I still stand by that. I want the incoming president to have that authority, not the one on the way out, the lame duck, as it were. But again, according to Garland, He would be fair and impartial.
Look, we pursue justice without fear or favor. We intend to hold everyone, anyone, who was criminally responsible for the events surrounding January 6th, for any attempt to interfere with the lawful transfer of power from one administration to another, accountable. That's what we do. We don't pay any attention to other issues with respect to that.
So if Donald Trump were to become a candidate for president again, that would not change your schedule or how you move forward or don't move forward?
Say again that we will hold accountable anyone who is criminally responsible for attempting to interfere with the transfer, legitimate, lawful transfer of power from one administration to the next.
See, he did it again. Well, of course he did again. He only said it one time in the interview, but I want to make sure we played it again. I want you to hear him say in his mealy-mouthed way of saying, I'll say again that we hold accountable anyone who is criminally responsible for attempting to interfere with the transfer, legitimate, lawful transfer of power from one administration to the next, which is, of course, the basis of the January 6th inquiry, claiming that it's insurrection. I say that operating behind the scenes in a deep state to push false information into the hands of press, pushed into their hands by FBI agents and Department of Justice officials, that is an attempt to violate lawful transfer of power. Coming up, what was the FBI doing?
I'll never forget Peter Strzok's text to Lisa Page said that our sisters are leaking like mad, feeling scorned, worried, and political. They're kicking into overdrive. Now we're finding out from these whistleblowers that the FBI actually had, you know, I don't know what you would call it, but individuals specifically taking derogatory information about against Hunter Biden, downgrading it to end the investigations. Were they responsible talking to their intelligence sisters of the 51 intelligence officials that came forward and engaged in their own information operation when they said that Hunter Biden's laptop had all the earmarks of a Russian information operation? This is dirty. This is corrupt.
It is dirty and corrupt. Those are the words of Senator Ron Johnson, Republican of Wisconsin. Senator Johnson, along with Senator Grassley, Republican of Iowa, have been digging into what the FBI and the DOJ were doing, Department of Justice, all under the Attorney General, of course, as to what they were doing when it came to actually investigating the Hunter Biden stories in the laptop, and what they were doing during the so-called Russian collusion fabrication pushed against Trump from the very moment he got into office, even before he got into office, and then continued and led into numerous hearings and an impeachment. And then it just all went away because it didn't exist. And then, of course, now putting all their focus on the January 6th event, which was wrong, unpatriotic, should be investigated. But what they're doing now is dragging it out because they have nothing. And the Attorney General, Merrick Garland, would have you believe, well, we're trying to make sure that we are not going to let anyone use any threat against us to stop us from performing our job, which is BS, as I said earlier. Those allegations from whistleblowers that are going to Grassley and Johnson and more are coming forward, naming names and specifically what they did to discredit anything about an investigation of Hunter Biden, so it would be dropped, but to ramp up anything they could against Trump, strictly for political reasoning. strictly for political reasoning. Yet again, Merrick Garland would tell you, we pursue justice without favor or fear. He lies. He absolutely lies. If he doesn't know this stuff was and has been going on, and he's not even bothered to look at it, that tells you a lot as well, doesn't it? I'd mentioned in the last hour about something that was taking place at a Miami bar. They're holding a drag queen show. That's okay. They're all adults. But they're not all adults, as it turns out. This particular bar in Miami was having drag lunch for kids, bringing kids in to watch drag queens. And in one case, of one of the videos that surfaced, a drag queen, topless, with wads of cash stuffed into her panties, her panties, is leading a 3 or 5 year old girl around as part of a parade to show the fun we can have at a drag queen show. I told you about that. I did not get a chance to update another story for you regarding something like that. As you know, back in last month, the Department of Agriculture said if schools are going to get funds for school lunches, breakfast, and other items, they had to comply with our new rulings on Title IX, discrimination on transgender and or homosexual, lesbian, and if they want to be called by a certain pronoun or a name and they're not, then you will lose your school money. 22 states have now filed to put a stop to that. The Indiana Attorney General leading it said, this is a new level of shamelessness with this ploy of holding up food assistance for low-income kids unless schools do the bidding of the left. They're willing to starve children if that school district doesn't comply with what they consider is gender appropriate. Coming up, every time there's a mass shooting, you know how it gets covered by the mass media. My next guest has a real issue with that, as do I and you. Stand by.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Some car dealers might try to take advantage of you. One quick way to spot it, look at the sticker price. Jay Ackerman told me, especially in these times, he wants to reward the generations of buyers and the new customers. So Ackerman Toyota sells every car at sticker price. No markup. What you see is what you pay. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton and 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Welcome back. The Crime Prevention Research Center is a research and education organization dedicated to conducting quality research on the relationship between laws regulating owning or using guns, crime, and also, therefore, public safety. The president, John R. Lott, Jr., economist, world-recognized expert on guns and crimes. John, glad to have you on board, sir.
Great to talk to you again, Larry. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. I'm looking at a piece that, well, first of all, you have a real problem, as do I, as how the, and I call them the state-controlled media, since they own the White House, the Senate, and the House at this time, that how they cover mass shootings and how quickly they are standing on the coffins before they even put in the ground, shouting for more gun control laws. Go ahead.
Right. Well, I mean, I guess I've gotten extremely frustrated by how biased the media report is. Look, anybody who reads the diaries or reads the manifestos from these mass murderers knows that their goal is to get media coverage. That's their be-all and end-all. And And they know that the more people they kill, the more media coverage that they're going to get. So these guys may be crazy in some sense, but they're not stupid. They want to go to places where they know victims aren't going to be able to go and defend themselves. So, for example, you have the Buffalo mass murder. The media reported endlessly on parts of his manifesto, but what among the things that they left out was that he spent a huge amount of time talking about planning his attack and how he picked the particular target that he did. He wanted to go to a place where he knew none of his victims would have a concealed handgun.
Right.
Did any of the media report that? No. And the thing is, he's not the only one. There's time after time these murderers have explained in detail why they picked the targets that they did. But you will search in vain for the media ever mentioning that these guys keep on saying that they want to go after targets where their victims aren't going to be able to go and defend themselves.
And I said,
but it goes against.
I'm sorry. Go ahead and finish your thoughts, sir.
No, I mean, it goes against the narrative, though. I mean, I think the entire gun control debate that we have right now would be dramatically different if the media just did a few things, just mentioned the many times where these murderers have said why they picked the target that they did, and once in a while mentioned that these attacks keep on occurring in places where guns are banned.
All right, to that extent, all right, that's where I was headed. This latest shooting in a shopping mall at a food court where a man walks in with a rifle, several mags, and starts shooting up the food court, kills three, injures others, and then a 22-year-old who's armed, concealed carry, is inside the food court of this shopping mall, pulls out his pistol, and makes his way to him within 15 seconds after he finally gets to him, getting other people to get on by him so he can get closer to the gunman. He takes him down, fires all 10 shots apparently from the mag, 8 of them hitting the suspect, stopping the shooting at that point. And, of course, when I reported on that, I said, I will bet you money there was a sign outside that food court, outside that mall, it's prohibited to enter here with a weapon. Of course, the gunman coming in to kill everybody didn't give a damn about the sign, but law-abiding citizens, they might, and therefore maybe they didn't take their gun inside, and thank God this kid did.
Well, I mean, I agree with you. Look, time after time, having a sign like that, it's not obeyed by the killer. It is actually a magnet for attracting them because they know that good law-abiding citizens obey those types of signs. Look, I tell people you should obey the rules. I may disagree with the mall rules where they go and ban guns from their facilities, but, you know, it's their property and they get to decide what they want to have.
But, you know, my position on that is they won't even know you have a concealed weapon unless you have to bring it out to use it, and then they will be thankful, at least the people's lives you save. Up to then, people are in and out of malls, casinos, anywhere where you don't have to go through a metal detector all the time, and they're carrying, and no one knows, and that's just fine.
In Indiana, 22% of the adult population there has a concealed handgun permit. And, of course, they recently enacted constitutional carry, and this young man was one of the people who was carrying under those new rules that were there. So he didn't have a permit, but he was legally carrying a gun because he was able to legally own one. And, you know, fortunately, he was there to stop it. But
And had training. That's the other key point, because in Missouri now, unfortunately, they no longer require a concealed carry permit. They don't even require training, which I'm against as a Marine to begin with. But on top of that, even qualified police officers who have had numerous training exercises, in the heat of the moment, things can go upside down in a hurry, and you better be well trained.
Right. Look, I mean, of course, I advise people to be trained, know what they're doing. What I will say, though, is usually when you have state regulations requiring training, politicians get involved, and they include all sorts of things that are kind of irrelevant. You look at California, for
example.
They have an hour and a half on safe storage of guns. is required in the training. And what you find happening is that when states like Missouri have moved to constitutional carry, you actually see more people getting training. But what you find is that the types of classes that they get are more precisely tailored to things that are actually useful for people who are carrying.
I'm looking at a report that you noted in a piece of when you were speaking of, on a program previously about gun violence. You said that while you were at the Justice Department, you showed you did a report showing 43% of these attacks happen in places where guns are allowed or stopped by concealed carry permit holders. In other words, 43% of the times where shootings are broken out, if someone is stopping them other than cops, it's someone who is carrying a pistol concealed, correct?
That's right. That, you know, just in the last 12 months, we have 10 cases up on our website where police have said if it wasn't for the presence of someone legally carrying a gun, you would have had a mass public shooting. Since the beginning of 2020, we have 23 such cases. We have 63 cases altogether in just very recent years. The thing is, the media rarely covers these cases. That's the one unusual thing about the Indianapolis case, is it actually got extensive national news coverage.
But it also got criticized. What I'm saying, the kid also got criticized. Yeah. He shouldn't have carried a gun inside the mall. He's got a sign outside.
Right. No, I understand. And the thing is, even the few times that the media covers these cases where someone legally carrying a gun has stopped these attacks, the media frequently gets it wrong. But, you know, I'll give you a couple of dramatic cases over the years which just didn't get any coverage. Parkland, everybody knows about that. Do you know that just shortly after that, very close to it in Florida, there was an attack at an elementary school? They were having a special day at a park right next to the school. Hundreds of students, parents, as well as teachers. A man came up, started firing his gun. Fortunately, there was a concealed carry permit holder there who was a vendor who shot and seriously wounded the attacker, stopping him.
Good.
The only, you know, Parkland was still getting extensive coverage when this happened. You would think here you have a school shooting that stopped. People would, the media would be sensitized to covering because you just are still getting coverage of Parkland. But yet you will search in vain for any national news stories on that case. You have something like the Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando, Florida, 49 people killed. For a long time, it was by far the worst mass public shooting in U.S. history. And 1 week after that, at another nightclub, this time in South Carolina, a man came in, shot three people, was firing his gun, and the permit holder there stopped him, seriously wounding him. The attacker there still had over 120 rounds on him when he was stopped. Now, what happened, though, was that Florida is one of 10 states that ban permitted concealed handguns in establishments that get more than 50% of their revenue from alcohol. South Carolina was one of the 40 states that allowed people to carry in those types of places. That you had somebody carrying in South Carolina, and he's able to stop the attack.
That's what it comes down to. When you get a shooter on the premises, the first thing you need to do is get somebody with a gun. Normally it's police, but if you've got a citizen, especially if they're trained, that's the other option and might save lives. Dr. John Lott, President of Crime Prevention Research Center, as always, we appreciate your time, sir.
Thank you very much, Larry.
You bet. We'll do it again. John Lott. And again, I suggest you check out Crime Prevention Research Center. Crime Prevention Research Center. Coming up, Chris Cuomo wants to be a real honest newsman. Bring out the clowns. Stand by.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Rottner Pest Solutions is one of the top pest control companies in the nation, and yet still family-owned for three generations, 65 years. Rottner customers still get personal, professional, safe service. I personally encourage you to call. Get a free quote. Schedule same day, next day, or a Saturday. 877-ROTTLER. 877-ROTTLER. Or go to rottler.com.
I started singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. The old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
I'm going to come to News Nation, and I want to build something special here. Work with Dan, work with the team here. They've got great people who are really hungry to make a difference in ways that I think matter. I had decided that I can't go back to what people see as the big game. I don't think I can make a difference there. I think we need insurgent media. I think we need outlets that aren't fringe and just trying to fill their pockets. Don't listen to anybody else. Only listen to me. Don't trust that when you hear it. I'm going to do the job. I'm going to go where the news is. And I'm going to try very hard to be fair.
If you're really a news-based ethics journalist, you will be fair. Those are the words of Chris Cuomo, who used to be on CNN and is no longer. And, of course, has a lawsuit filed against CNN claiming that they unduly and arbitrarily fired him for things that he was not responsible for. And, of course, he is the same Chris Cuomo whose brother Andrew was the governor of New York and had people being confined in units, elderly units, when they had COVID, basically putting them into death camps. And never made a big story on that other than to ask him one time. Otherwise, you're just joking with him all the time about it while people were dying. And he said, I think I can make a difference here. And he said, you have people here that, you know, I've been away watching. I want to get involved again. I think there are people who want to make a difference. And I think I can. I say, well, my first reaction is BS. Secondly, all right, let's see what you do. I'm going to give you a story in a moment, and we'll see if he would actually cover it the way it should be covered. But let's go back to Chris Cuomo, as he's talking about now joining News Nation. And now the News Nation has a very, very low following right now. Maybe, I think I saw the highest number at 60,000 across the nation. Folks told me, you should join News Nation or One America. And I said, well, there have been some maybe people encouraging me to do that, but I've kind of built the fact that I'm going to do a columnist-type approach on things, not true factual news. Now, if they want to set up something for that, I can do it. But Chris Cuomo, with his baggage, he's now going to go in and act like, I have no baggage. I can do everything by the journalistic ethics book.
I really believe that this outlet has a chance to reach who I call free agents. Not right, not left, reasonable, regular, open mind, open heart, willing to listen when someone disagrees. The beauty of this and the timing of it is that we need this right now because this binary system is killing us. And the media is trapped in it very often, right? You can't be criticizing the game that you are a part of. And nobody watches a game for the referee.
Now, okay? That's true. He's absolutely right about that. But riddle me this. One American News has supposedly been doing the same thing, doing straight down the line reporting. So if Chris Cuomo on his new News Nation did a story on One American News being blacklisted by the largest pay TV network still carrying them, what would he do? How would he report that? Verizon has a channel carriage contract between itself and One American News. It's going to expire at the end of this month. Verizon says it will not reach a deal to renew it. They've been under pressure from leftist organizations, Media Matters, Free Press, and, of course, Democrat politicians. AT&T-owned DirecTV dropped One American News early in the year because of the same kind of pressure. blacklisting of news operations and sources. Congresswoman Stefanik of New York said, it's not up to Verizon to determine what American citizens, what information they can access. That's up to the consumers. Now, would Chris Cuomo report it that way? Would he report that, yeah, it's wrong if we're going to be free speech? You cannot ban them. Put it up there and let the people decide. Verizon previously claimed, we make the decision not because of politics, but we make decisions on, it's just on its website. Sometimes broadcasters and cable networks demand unacceptable price increases. But on this story with One America News, they're not making that accusation because it's not there. There are no unacceptable price increases being demanded by One America News. You think Chris Cuomo would report that fairly and accurately? Or is he going to be the referee again? Or is he actually going to be the one-sided guy we know he is? You can put on the face when you're on the TV, but we know what's in your heart, your soul, and where you've been. I'm all for redemption, a guy having another chance. But don't sit there and lie to me. You know, doing what on my shoes and telling me it's raining. You know what I mean. You know what I mean. As always, I thank you for listening to this program and supporting my sponsors. My sponsors are keeping us on the air. Every time you go in, you tell them, thank you for supporting Larry Connors USA. I do appreciate it. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.